Michelle Sile, and Michelle is Carrington City Library Director. Information here about the Carrington City Library, lots of stuff. Talk about Scan Day coming up, is that right?
Right, exactly. So we've been working on digitizing records in newspapers and things like that. We've kind of talked about that in the past and some pictures and things. So this is an opportunity. It's hosted by the library in conjunction with the state library. And they're going to, state library will have some staff who, part of what they do is the Scan Day. They're going to come up to Carrington on September 29th. It's a Thursday in the afternoon. And anybody in the community that has documents or pictures or things like that, that they would like to have digitized, they can bring them in and we'll scan them in and document them, and then they will become part of the state's records as well. So it's something called Digital Horizons. But then whoever brings them in will also get a flash drive for their own, you know, so they can have a copy and, you know, share it with family members or post it online or whatever they want to do to have it digital. So it serves both parts of those. And it doesn't have to be anything like, you know, I have this document from when the governor or whatever. It doesn't have to be anything historically significant, but, you know, pieces of our local history can be captured that way. And a lot of people have things in there. In their records, you know, even things that are so interesting to read, how they used to do baptismal certificates or wedding certificates and things like that. They're just interesting documents to read. So any kind of a variety, and each person can bring in 10 to 15 items. If there's a church or a local community organization that has documents they want to also digitize as part of our common history, they can have an hour time frame and bring in 20 to 30 documents. But otherwise, an individual would be 10 to 15. The only catch with this is we need to have these things, we need to have people secure a time slot. And so we're asking people to contact the library to secure a time slot. It's between 1 and 5 p.m. So we need to register for that and get those registrations started. So other than that, it's going to be a great day, a great opportunity to capture some of our local history.
Okay, good deal. Let's see. Well, or I think we're about 3 weeks into school, a little out over. So you got some after school activities for the kiddos, right?
Right. We're going to try this on a monthly basis and just see how it goes. But on the first Thursday of every month, we're going to do a STEM activity. That's a science, a technology, math, or engineering kind of activity. And the second and the fourth Thursdays, we're going to do movie. And then the third Thursday will be a craft. So today we have a craft. We're making cracked gem magnets. So it's just a clear gem kind of stone that we're going to do some painting on and then put a magnet on it so people can put that out on, you know, kids can put it in their lockers or on the refrigerator home or whatever. So not a really hard craft, but something fun and different. Next Thursday, we're going to do movie, and movies always come with munchies, and we're going to do Minions, The Rise of Gru. It's a fairly new movie. So each, you know, month we're going to have different kind of activities and different movies and things like that that we're showing. So we encourage everybody to either follow us on Facebook or check out the library website, which is carringtonlibrary.org, because all that information will be posted there. Or if you want an email, just let us know, and we send out regular emails to let people know. And that's always at 3:30 on Thursdays.
Okay, good deal. Items for sale during the citywide yard mm-hmm. rummage sale, that's coming up this Saturday, right?
Right, right. So the library is going to be busy with a variety of different things. First of all, we as the library have a back storage room that's just really full of things that we're no longer using. Since we've done some remodeling and things like that, it's just, they're just furnishings that we're just no longer using. So we have a variety of different bookshelves. We have tables, we have chairs, we've got some entry rugs, just lamps. We've just got a whole variety of things. And we're just looking for, you know, a reasonable offer, a donation, basically. So, for example, like a couple of the tables I've looked at and thought, gee, if I had a shop or a garage or a greenhouse and I just wanted a table that would be solid that I could do some work on, I've got some great tables that would fit that. And of course, they're not going to be expensive. So that would be really great for those kind of things. So we just have a huge amount, and I'll start posting some of those things on Facebook so people can see the kinds of things that we have. And of course, it's a library, so we should have a book sale too. So we're having a book sale. It's a buy one, get one, and it's a buy a bag of our books from our book sale room for $5 and get the second one free. So we have that opportunity. And then we also have a family doing a garage, like a rummage sale, garage sale in our community room. And they've got children's clothes and a lot of, you know, a whole variety of, you know, a typical rummage sale kind of things. And then we also have the Healthy Communities Coalition is having a bake sale. And that's a free will offering. And then that will be here at the library too. So we have a lot of things going on Saturday.
All righty, good deal. We're talking this morning with Michelle Seil, Carrington City Library Director. Michelle, let's see some easy ways to help support the library, right?
Sure. The library, you know, we're supported by tax dollars, but that just basically covers some basic expenses. And so for our programs and our events and things like that, we have a lot of opportunities for people to help us out. And I always try to remind people that we collect the barcodes from the Our Family labels that we could purchase, like at Lever's. And so if people are saving those, especially as they're doing, you know, baking as it comes into fall and, you know, Thanksgiving and things like that, save those Our Family labels for us. So just drop them off at the library. You can drop them in the Dropbox or bring them in or whatever. And we collect those, and we have a member who will send those in on an annual basis for us. And it's not a lot, but, you know, we get $200-$300, and hey, you know, that buys books, or it provides movies and munchies for a whole year or whatever. So that's really a helpful way that people can do something really small just to help the library. And then the other thing I was going to mention is that we do have a Friends of the Library group, and we call upon those members occasionally to maybe donate something. Maybe it's we're having a movie, and so we need a munchie. So could you bring in some cookies or some juice boxes or something? Or we're cleaning out our book sale room. So if you have time, come in and help just do a little bit of cleaning or whatever. Those kind of things, those little bits of and pieces that people can do to help the library are very helpful for us. And, you know, don't take a lot. And so we really encourage people to let us know you want to be a member of the Friends of the Library, because we have an email group that we send out messages to. So that's just a couple of opportunities that I wanted to mention for helping to support the library.
All right. Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks, Michelle, for joining us here. Anything else this morning?
You betcha. No, I just hope you have a wonderful day. It'd be nice if we had a little bit of rain, but I don't know. It doesn't look good, huh?
No, yeah, I thought we were going to get a little bit, but kind of missed us again.
Yes, exactly, but I don't complain at all about this nice weather we've been having. This fall could last a long time as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Michelle, and let's see, we'll check in again. Let's see, next month, that would be, October 13th, that'd be all right?
Sounds great.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks so much.
Okay. See you around. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Michelle Seil joining us this morning, talking about the Carrington City Library. Michelle is the director for the Carrington City Library, and we check in with her once a month. Usually it's the second Thursday of the month. So next update from Michelle would be about 8:20 on Thursday, October 13th.